It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Good afternoon, Pastor, and thank you. Welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. Did you hear our question for today?
Hello, thanks, Lupondwana. Good day to you. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you very much, Pastor.
All the listeners.
Indeed. Our question for today, Pastor, is how can a good God send people to hell?
Maybe what I can do is to partition that question, if it was possible, into two. One part that is correct and the other one that is incorrect. That God is good is very much correct, because he is. But that he sends people to hell, that one is incorrect.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, explain it for listening.
Yes, I know it can be the study of another day, that the book of Job is the oldest book in the Bible. But it is from there that we derive that it was the devil that requested to go and trouble Job, which is an indication that it is the devil that troubles people. And so hell was prepared for him, so that in the end, sin is going to be vanquished together with its perpetrator, that is the devil. So it is not God that sends people to hell, but it is people who choose to remain in sin. People who choose, I should not say who are not redeemable, but rather people who do not choose to escape from the side of the devil, his condemnation, as well as the consequences for remaining with the devil, that get destroyed together with the devil. So hell was never prepared for God's people. Hell was not prepared for any person, but hell was prepared to vanquish sin and its perpetrators.
So who prepared the hell, Mfundis?
Come again?
Who prepared the hell?
In the end, there's going to be transformation time. That which was marred by sin when it was introduced by the devil is going to be destroyed. So the destruction of everything that is bad is what is termed hell in the end.
Yeah.
So it's all about the destruction of sin, the destruction of that which is bad, which was introduced by the devil.
Yeah. So who's going to do the destroying?
According to the Bible, the cleansing of this of the new earth, of the old earth, in the preparation of the new earth to be ushered in, is going to be by the agent of the fire. And so the fire, which is intended to cleanse this old world, is the fire that is going to destroy the sin and everything that is about it.
Yeah, I hear you. I understand, Funis. So the one part in you that I'm still trying to struggle and understand is the who part. Who's going to be doing the destruction? Who created this hell? Who prepared this hell? Who's going to be destroying sin?
It is God.
Okay.
It is God. The fire that is going to destroy, that is going to perfect the world, to transform it from the old world into the new world.
Yeah.
It is the fire that is going to be derived from God.
Okay. So are
that
we...
is all the doing of God. That is the planning of God.
Are we also going to be going to that same hell that God is preparing?
The good thing is that the choice is ours, whether to go there or not to go, or not to go, or to go there or not to go there.
Okay.
What we have is the choice.
Yeah.
It's not about the fire that is going to destroy who, but it is about our choice to be destroyed or not to be destroyed.
Yeah. So that's what this person is asking about, Mfundis. I'm glad you're agreeing with the fact that God is good. So the question now is, if then God is the one preparing the hell and God is still good, how can a good God send people to hell? That was our question for today.
Yes, that's a good question. That is a very good question. So that also, that God destroys sin. That God destroys the sinners who do not repent. Actually, magnifies his goodness.
Okay.
What it is about it, because he wants to make all things anew.
Yeah.
And that actually that ratifies his goodness. That shows his goodness. Remember, it is at the end that it shall be said,
yeah,
truly, your judgments are good. It is in the end that you shall vindicate him. When what has happened, when God has restored the former things.
Okay. Okay. I hear you, Mfundisi. Thank you very much. Looking forward to your answer for tomorrow. Appreciate your answer, Mfundisi, and your time. I'm looking forward to hearing your answers for the rest of the week. And thank you very much for agreeing to be our pastor for the week. We'll be answering our questions. Have a good day, Mfundisi.
Good day to you. It's always my pleasure to be a part of this production.
Amen.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.